Good morning, Glenridge Church. Christian here, bringing you this morning's devotional. Earlier, I was scanning the news outlets when I came across a headline that grabbed my attention. The headline read, "People with cave syndrome are reluctant to return to normal life after COVID." In the article, it describes how currently in the UK, as things slowly open up and return to normal, some people are finding it really hard and scary to step back into normal life. For the last year and a half, they'd been told to stay in their homes, don't go out. They were told to separate from their families and their friends, don't go to the office, don't go to church. They were told to stay safe, they had to stay away. This was their new normal. But now, they are being asked to go back to the old normal. So this got me wondering, what if we're not supposed to return to the way it was before? What if part of God's purpose for us is not to go back, but to go forward? At the beginning of the book of Joshua, normal for the Israelites had just ended. Moses, their leader for over 40 years, had died. What would their future and their new normal look like? In Joshua chapter 1, we read how Joshua begins his new role with a command to his officers of the people that said, "Prepare your provisions, for within 3 days you are to pass over this Jordan to go in to take possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving you to possess." This sounds great, except that crossing the Jordan would be a very scary experience as the river was in flood at this stage. Reluctance would have reeled through the camp, yet the people knew that the life that God had planned for them could only be obtained by moving forward. As God's people headed into the unknown, He promised He would cause His people to know that He was among them. He said that He would position His presence before them. He promised that the water would part as soon as the soles of their feet touched the water. Notice the one requirement before any of this would happen. The soles of their feet had to touch the water first. God promised to protect them as they crossed the waters. What God didn't promise was to first remove their fear of the rushing waters. Instead, He promised to take His step after they took theirs. And sure enough, as soon as their feet touched the waters, any fear they had floated down the river as they moved across the river on dry ground. Maybe the reluctance some of us feel about returning to normal is actually a gift from God. An opportunity, like the Israelites, to move out in faith and find our new forward. We may have to step out in faith before God steps out to fulfill His promises. It's possible that God doesn't want some of us to go back to the hustle of normal life, but instead, He has been using this season to reveal a part of life we were missing before. In this season, each one of us has a unique opportunity to ask God how He wants us to move forward. He may want to give you insight into how to spend your moments and invest your days for His glory. So, friends, let's take a moment and ask God what dipping your feet in the water looks like for you. How does He want you to move forward? No matter what that looks like, you can trust that He will be with you every step of the way. Bless you guys and have a wonderful day, and I hope to see you all soon. Bye.